You've probably never heard a beluga whistle or a narwhal click. Not many people have. But Michael Mahoney's students are experts on the bioacoustics of these mammals. After spending hours logging recordings of their sounds from the Chukchi Sea and Northwest Passage. Natalia Smith is a 17-year-old junior from Elfin Cove.
We're trying to figure out if they're happy, if they're sad, like if there's more fish around, or it's like to see if their clicks and their buzzes represent what's going on in the ocean around them.
The SeaTech class is not your regular science lab. The students are actually contributing to the research at Scripps Institution at the University of California, San Diego. Here's Mahoney.
You know, you'll have people come to your classroom and they'll say, well, if you go to school for a really long time, you can be a scientist like me too. Scripps in the Whale Acoustics Lab says, why don't you guys be scientists with us right now?
Using Skype, SeaTech students connect with the oceanographer John Hildebrand and Josh Jones, a graduate student in biological oceanography at Scripps, to talk about how researchers analyze the acoustic data to study the marine mammals. Jones says the diversity of students at Mount Edgecombe, many who are from the villages near his study area, benefits the project. The students from subsistence communities have cultural ties to whales, having grown up around them or depending on them for food.
And that perspective, you know, that sort of cultural and personal perspective on the animals really lends a lot to their insight on what might be going on in these otherwise just sort of numerical analytical processes.
And Jones says working with a SeaTech class is good for productivity.
I mean, in a certain respect, we work harder down here in our lab because we're trying to keep up with the students who are up there making steady progress on this research.
The Whale Acoustics Lab collects the sounds underwater with a high-frequency acoustic recording package, which is basically a computer and hydrophone anchored to the seafloor. The system can record underwater sound continuously for a year at a time. Mahoney says the students go through the tape with a computer program to identify any patterns and sounds made by the whales at different times of year. The work looks to see effects of climate change and human activity on these animals.
We can know when ice formation happens, we hear ice sounds, or lots of other environmental sounds. We hear anthropogenic sounds, sounds that humans make, so we can hear ships that pass over, or any of those types of things.
Jones says the Scripps Mount Edgecombe partnership has been going on for about 10 years. He started the program as an undergrad interested in science outreach and with roots in Sitka, having worked at the Baranoff Wilderness Lodge. Over the years, several of Mahoney's SeaTech students presented at symposiums and even had their work published in scientific journals. A couple chose to attend UCSD and got jobs at the Whale Acoustics Lab when they started. In San Diego, SeaTech students will present their findings from the research they've been conducting during class, which is kind of a big deal. Natalia says she's looking forward to the trip.
It's really cool. I never thought that it would be like this big. I thought it was just we go into the class and we learn how to use the programs. I never thought that we would get to travel down to San Diego and talk to all these important people in science and learn more about these animals and how to use these programs.
The students will also spend time on some Scripps Institution research vessels, and when the hard science is over, they'll study the habitat of mice, talking dogs, and flying elephants during a visit to Disneyland. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Brielle Schaefer.